Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being on the podcast today. Before we jump in, we are so excited about Vacation Bible School. It's coming up in just a couple of short weeks, and I want to make sure you know about it. If you haven't had a chance to do so, today is the last day to register your child for VBS. And so I want to encourage you, swing by the website, go to kids.sugarhill.church. Again, that's kids.sugarhill.church, and you'll find all the info about how to register your child. And also, if you're interested in serving, there's a handful of spots left, and so you can reach out to our team that way as well. It's going to be a wonderful week, and we just are excited about the opportunity to invest in the lives of our kids. Also, as this podcast is posting, we're wrapping up middle school camp. This is our last full day at middle school camp, and it has been unbelievable. And so if you don't mind, would you pause and would you pray for those middle schoolers and for their leaders that this would be a wonderful day as they wrap up middle school camp? The most middle schoolers we have ever taken to camp. Incredible. Well, today I want to ask the question, why worry? Worry, honestly, is a control issue. It's trying to control what really is uncontrollable. We can't control the economy, so why worry about it? We can't control kids, so why worry about it? We can't control the future, so why do we worry about the future? Worry never solves any problem. It's just thinking about it. It's overwhelming. And so I want to give you four reasons that come out of the life of Jesus why you don't have to worry. And these come from the Sermon on the Mount. The first reason is because worry is unreasonable. Matthew 6:25 says, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?" Jesus is saying, if it's not going to last, then don't worry about it. See, to worry about something you can change, that doesn't make any sense. To worry about something you can't change is honestly useless. Either way, it is unreasonable to worry. Number two, worry is unnatural. It's unnatural. Jesus gives us this illustration from nature in Matthew 6:26. He says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not reap, they do not store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" See, there's only one thing in all of God's creation that worries: human beings. We're the only things that God has created that don't trust him, and God says this is unnatural. So it's unreasonable. It's unnatural. Number three, it is unhelpful. It doesn't change anything. Matthew 6:27 says, "Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?" See, when we worry about a problem, it doesn't bring us one inch closer to the solution. It's like sitting in a rocking chair. There's a lot of activity, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of motion, but there is absolutely no progress. See, worry doesn't change anything except you, and it makes you miserable. Here's the last one, number four. Worry is unnecessary. Matthew 6:30 says, "If God cares so wonderfully for the flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you, O men of little faith?" If you trust God in you, you don't need to worry. Why? Because he has promised to take care of all of your needs. In fact, Philippians 4:19 says, "God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Does that include your bills? Absolutely. Does it include conflicts in relationship? Absolutely. Does it include your dreams, your goals, your ambitions? Yes. Does that include the health issues you don't know what to do with? Absolutely. God will meet all your needs in Christ. So here's today's takeaway. Don't worry about it. Don't allow worry to cause something to get bigger in your head and cause you to stress even more on it. If you're worried about something now, would you bring it to your Heavenly Father that loves you more than the flowers in the field, that loves you more than the animals he created? Would you trust him with it today and say, "God, I give this over to you"? Why worry? It's not helpful. Well, hey, that's it for today's edition of the Weekday Podcast. I want to remind you, we're wrapping up signups for our next membership breakfast that comes up a week from Sunday. It is a fantastic morning where I get to be in a small group with you, answer any questions that you may have, tell stories about what God is up to in our church, in our community, in the world, and invite you to be part of it. So if you've been wondering, how do I take the next step? How do I go to the next level? This is for you. It's Sunday morning, June the 10th at 9:30 a.m. The easiest way to register is just to go to our website, sugarhill.church/register, and there's a place there that you can drop in your info, and we'd love for you to join us for breakfast on June the 10th. Well, that's it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.